It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And week six of football's in the books. It's time to get ready for week seven, and no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week seven, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook, it's giving all new users the chance to earn up to $1,000 with their sign-up bonus when you sign up using promo code KSN. So download a top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and be sure to use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, we are going to do our look ahead to the Penn State-Indiana game shortly. But first, let's take a look back. This has been a crazy offseason and leading up to this first game with Indiana. What do you think are the long-term effects of this offseason? By long-term, I mean, how is this going to affect the season for Penn State?
Well, I mean, you start in one of the more obvious ways and just wanting to see, you know, what they were able to get accomplished to try to install a brand new offense. You know, like week one, early in this season, we'll start to find out how successful they were in that approach. But really just having four new coaches and not really getting your typical chance to have these guys and the team get to know each other and build relationships and do all that in a more pressure-free environment throughout the spring. You know, that's one of the more immediate effects. You know, longer term, it's not just for this season, but beyond, you know, that freezing eligibility this year. So this year doesn't really count towards eligibility. It's going to be interesting to see how the roster is managed from there. You know, recruiting with this long ongoing dead period, that I think has had an effect on Penn State more so than other programs. So there's all kinds of stuff here. And you know, just I think the way of life of having to go through testing and temperature checks and Zoom meetings. James Franklin hinted within the past couple of weeks that some of these elements are actually a good thing that they're going to take with them moving forward. So just like any workplace is going to probably incorporate more Zoom stuff, more remote stuff, working from home, Penn State's going to be able to build some of these elements, some of the things that they had to do because they couldn't be in person, you know, to bring kids along. And I know freshman James Franklin said benefited from that. So I think you're going to see a lot of stuff maybe shift around a bit, assuming we get back to normal at some point in our lives. I don't know when that's coming, but at least we have Penn State football starting back up.
Well, remember when all this started, we thought, well, we could lock down for days, then weeks, then months, and we can end up over a year of non-normal. One of the interesting things to it, Dustin, was, again, prior to being on the air, you and I talked about getting into a rut in the workplace. Sometimes you need change just to shake things up a bit and get you to look at things a little bit differently. And it's how does the leadership react to that? And it sounds like James Franklin's willing to take a look at these things and find the positives out of it and make changes that will be long lasting, which I think, you know, congratulations to him for taking that approach.
Yeah, it's. I think he's calling to compliment you on that, but yeah, I think any good leadership will roll with the punches when they're in it, and then probably find some things and find some vulnerabilities or some things that you could have done better that were maybe blind spots for you.
And again, that is a compliment to leadership that's able to do that. And I'm not sure all coaches, all leaders are able to do that. All right. We've got this crazy offseason over. That means, Dustin, it's time to look forward. Now, I've done season previews with each of the guys and gotten their takes, eventually getting their season prediction and their bold prediction, and we'll do that before we're done here. But first, what are your overall expectations for this team this season?
I think it's a good team. You know, I struggle to really see the seventh best team in the country, if we're being honest about that, just because there's so much that needs to be resolved. I think there's good reason to be confident that Kirk Shiraka is an upgrade with his experience. But are they really going to be ready for prime time right out of the gates? That's a question that I still have. I think defensively, losing Micah Parsons hurts, but I think you might see a net positive, from that defensive group, because I think there's some positions where they're deeper and more talented. I think that you've got a really good roster in a lot of places, and not a whole lot of question marks. You can dwell on some of the things like at wide receiver, but I think you've got a really solid, sound roster with good athletes, probably more speed in a lot of places than you're used to seeing. So I think this is a team that's very much set up to be a contending kind of team. Just that week two against Ohio State, it's hard to really get beyond that. You know, you're going to have your big stiff test at a time where a lot of these things that I think are still unresolved are still unresolved. So a lot of it's going to come down to that. The definition of success for me would probably be a 7-1 type season. I know we're getting into predictions and stuff later, but I think taking care of business against everybody else, I just have a hard time picking them to beat Ohio State.
I agree with you there, especially that early in the season. Would they be ready for that? What I want to make sure, though, is this team has sometimes lost a game, a tough game, often against Ohio State, and then has not been able to bounce back from that. And there are a lot of ways to have a successful season this year, even with a loss to Ohio State. I would like to see how well prepared they are for those other games, like Michigan on the road, right?
Yeah, and I think we've had this conversation before. Losing to Ohio State has not been the number one issue that has kept Penn State out of reaching a higher level. It's not losing games that you shouldn't lose. You know, the couple against Michigan State, getting blown out by Michigan and losing to Pitt back in 2016. Those have been bigger issues, frankly, than what their outcome is against Ohio State, because they're going to give Ohio State a good effort most of the time. And I think they're going to beat Ohio State once in however many years. They're capable of doing that. I don't know that this is the year, but I think taking care of business and winning against good teams on the road, coming off, a tough loss, as you mentioned, and winning the next week, those are all things that need to still be shown and proven as well before we can talk about Penn State really reaching that next tier. It's about Ohio State, yeah, because they're the class of the Big Ten. They're one of the top three or four teams in the country every single year. So that's definitely a benchmark for Penn State. But I think there's another benchmark between here and there, which is, not winning games that you're supposed to win, beating ranked teams on the road, showing up against Michigan, not losing to Michigan State. You know, there's other stuff that can be done for Penn State to start to make that jump towards elite.
And towards that end, Dustin, and we're going to talk about this in quarter number four in our look at the national picture, Georgia lost to Alabama, and it wasn't particularly close. It wasn't that one possession game. And Georgia dropped one place in the national rankings. So I think it's the same way here, where Penn State team can lose to Ohio State, but the advantage of playing early is then if they win out and are a one-loss team, they can be in that playoff picture, can't they?
Absolutely. You know, and I think going 7-1 this season, I honest to goodness have no idea what that's going to look like in the end. We have different teams playing different numbers of games, SEC playing one number, maybe not all SEC teams getting to that number. The committee is going to have its hands full to try to weigh all of that stuff. But if they go 7-1, let's say in the regular season, you've got, you know, a good win on the road at Michigan late in the year. And then you probably come back and you beat a Minnesota or Wisconsin or whoever they would end up playing in that Big Ten championship weekend. Their resume should put them in the running depending on how things shake out. And you've got, a few teams that have taken worse losses already than Penn State will have taken. And as you said, it will happen early if it does happen at all. And Penn State has a chance to really get on a roll and get up to speed and really make a lasting impression. I think there's a lot of stuff on the table for this team, even with a potential loss in week two.
Exactly. And I don't think the playoff committee is going to have that many tough decisions to make. And we'll talk about that more in the national picture when we get there in quarter number four. But in the time that we have left, Dustin, I need to hear your season prediction for this team and your bold prediction.
So I've got 7-1. I have a hard time predicting a win over Ohio State in week two, just because there's still a lot we don't know about this Penn State team. And as you mentioned before, maybe that ultimately is a good thing. They don't have to hold a lot back. You know, they don't have to play six or seven games before they try to reveal some new wrinkles for Ohio State. They'll have that chance in week two. I can't predict a win there, and I can't predict a loss at Michigan until we see what Michigan is either. You know, I think the probability suggests that Penn State probably loses to Ohio State and probably beats Michigan. It's going to be a race from week one to that point to see which of these two programs, which of these two teams improve the most, because Michigan, you know, really after they lost to Penn State, really looked like a different team. How much more can Penn State improve? So I got 7-1 going into that weekend. I would predict probably if they're the second place team in the Big Ten East that they'll win that weekend and go 8-1. In terms of bold predictions, I think you're going to see a more run-oriented attack, and I think you're going to see a better pass defense. I like the ingredients that Penn State has. Linebacker, safety with Brisker and Wade. That cornerback group is very, very good. A little young, but very good. I think they'll be better in a lot of those departments this year. So I think heavier on the run and better against the pass would be my two predictions.
Those are two good predictions. I think that would bode well for this team. If they could run the ball better, which I think they will be able to with the better offensive line. We know the running backs are deep. And please, please shore up that pass defense. All right, that is it for quarter number two. Stick around for quarter number three.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves, fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forge-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forge-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forge-Legends.com, and use code KSN at checkout. Get in on all the football action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.